Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, comedian Chris Higgins, hair talk, and hats and chickens. It's coming up right after this.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Mm-hmm. You are the brothers, can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itsy bitsy waist, and a round thing on your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough, because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you. Take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt, you got makes me so horny.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold's here.
Hey, buddy.
There's Jeff Oskey sitting in for Chickster. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Josh Arnold. And there's Tom. And Tom, we're joined by a very special comedian guest.
Yeah, we have Chris Higgins here. And it's good to see you, Chris. And interestingly enough, for those of you that are watching, it would appear that Chris Higgins has stolen the hair of our guest from earlier this week, Shane Moss.
Yeah. Very similar.
Same length, same color. Actually, your beard is very similar as well.
Yeah, we've got a vibe, Shane and I, for sure.
You guys could both be mountain men.
Yeah, I've been told that before. Yeah. I look like if Thor came down to Earth and found a bong before he found his hammer.
That is a good look. Yeah. It was good to see you. Thanks for coming in. We're going to find out what's going on in your life shortly. We have a couple things we have to get to first. We have to finish off our hunk on fortune cookie sayings. Now, I don't know if you know about this, Chris, but do you do the thing when you get a fortune cookie? You say in bed afterward?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, Josh, you say what?
In the butt.
In the butt.
I wanted to change it up a little bit, make it filthier.
I see. Now, Josh, let me read this one, see if this works.
All right.
This is a genuine fortune cookie. You will receive money from an unexpected source.
In the butt.
Oh.
Wow.
That's what I mean, yeah. Really?
In fact,
when people owe me money and they want to, hey, I've got money that you lent me this a year ago. I go, you have to put it up in my butt.
Yeah.
And you didn't charge interest.
Yes, yes. And you hope it's a roll of quarters.
Small bills.
Okay.
I use one of those tubes they have at the bank drive-thru.
That's why I don't make you do it anymore.
Dunk. Now try you, Christy. You say in bed.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the next one on the list here.
Okay.
You will be happy with your spouse.
In bed.
See?
That works.
That's kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. One more, Christy. The only way to have a friend is to be one.
In bed.
Mm.
Let's switch things up a little bit.
That one doesn't work for you in the butt quite as well. That's more than friendship.
Christy, we're going to give you more, but this time say between my boobs.
Yeah, go with that.
Between my boobs.
Well, the next one is happy news is on the way.
Between my boobs.
Wow, I like it.
I mean, maybe we'll just skip sports and get right to the news.
Cowboys won. Let's call it.
And now it's time to go between Christy's boobs, apparently.
Well, wait a minute. Do you have something, Jeff?
Oh, I have a
stupid world record.
Oh, my goodness. A Penn State student has created the world's tallest hat. Is that right? Yeah. Guinness World Records report that Mr. Joshua Kaiser has achieved the title after crafting a hat measuring 17 feet and 9.5 inches tall. After multiple failed attempts and several prototypes, Mr. Kaiser landed on using aluminum gutters covered in fabric to create the world record-breaking hat. His final design weighed 26.4 pounds. He had to walk 32 feet with the hat on his head to successfully break the record.
Okay. So it looks like he's got a bunch of solo cups on his head.
What do his parents say? How's he doing in college? My son's studying to be a doctor.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so he opted to go with a Santa hat.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yeah, it's red in color, and it goes straight up. How many feet is it?
17 feet, 9.5 inches tall.
Okay. And, I see. It weighs 26 pounds. And he had to walk quite a ways with it.
32 feet.
Yeah.
What's his major?
Engineering, apparently. Yeah.
You guys think this is a fun story, but last night I had to sit behind him at the opera.
He sold one of his hats to the Pope.
Please, I'm trying to watch Nixon in China.
You wouldn't mind removing it.
I bet Lincoln would like one of these bad boys. I have a theory, by the way, about that Pope hat thing.
What?
And I think I'm right about this. Yeah.
Pope with the hat.
Because, I mean, it's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well,
no, it's ridiculous.
There has to be a reason for it.
I mean, it doesn't protect you from the rain. It would fill up with rain, right?
The miter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why would it fill up with rain?
Because you got the two flanges, and then in the middle, it's hollow.
It's not open like the guy at Benihana's hat.
Here's my theory.
The Pope's flipping Eucharist up into his hat. Like he's working
I catch the egg.
I need to talk to a religious scholar about this. I have two theories about headwear and religion.
All right.
You know, they got the skull cap, which in the Judeo-Christian tradition is on both sides of the aisle, if you will.
Yeah.
You got your yarmulke, you got your skull cap. And I think that's because these guys were all going bald. And as they were aging, they didn't want to, they didn't want the young studs with hair like Willie's coming up or hair like Chris's and going, hey, wait a minute, God likes them better because they got all that hair.
Yeah.
So they got the skull cap. And then the Pope thing, I think it's because these guys were all short.
Call it a yarmulke. You should call it a yarmulke, I think.
No,
I think
they're not all yarmulkes.
Right, they're not all yarmulkes.
The Christian ones are skull caps.
Yeah, Pope Francis wears one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we just learned that Tom considers his baldness a punishment from God. God likes them better.
Yes.
You said God likes them better, and therefore
I was just trying to think like someone would think hundreds of years ago.
Josh, have you seen Jesus? Great out of hair.
Doesn't it have something to do with covering the top of their head so that I know there's a religiosity.
I'm trying to remember. Well, I had to wear, a chapel veil when I was a little kid going to.
But don't almost all of them have headgear?
They have a head covering.
Yes, except maybe Buddhists, and they shave their heads. That's even weirder. But my point is, I think all these popes were little tiny Italian guys, and they wanted to be, hey, if you go to a crowd of, you got 85 cardinals in a room, how do you know which is the head honcho? Well, he's the guy with the huge hat.
Well, that might have something to do with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think
I don't know.
The mark of his office and a symbol of authority, according to this. That's
the guy with the bigger hat.
Yeah.
And am I correct in saying, I think I am, at one point, didn't somebody present the Pope with a Harley Davidson motorcycle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, that's.
I hope somebody in the helmet business made like a fiberglass miter motorcycle helmet for the Pope.
I like the system. I think if you have a problem, your waiter shows up at your table with kind of a short hat.
Yeah.
almost like a Pittsburgh Pirates hat.
Sure.
And then from the 90s or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if you have a complaint, well, you got to talk to the manager, and he comes out with a taller hat.
See?
Yeah.
Well,
it
makes sense.
You got the chef with, yeah, the largest hat.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, he has a really tall hat.
That's a whole thing, too.
That is a thing.
Yeah. And then the other thing, nurses, and I don't, is this still a thing? Where the nurses, there were different schools had different types of headgear.
That's not still a thing.
Yeah, that's gone, right? Yeah.
They don't even wear
it. It's all scrubs now.
So maybe this guy who built the big hat was like, if I build the tallest hat, I'll become the most powerful being.
Right.
I'm in charge now.
I'm voting for him. Yeah. Yeah.
This chiropractor is voting for him. Yeah. He just bought him a new lake house.
Here's the reason. It's a helmet of salvation. The two-folded peaks symbolize the Old and New Testaments.
Ah.
The two the lappets were reminders to keep both the spirit and the letter of the Bible together, and then it symbolizes the holy.
They're making me tall.
Yeah, see. Look, you're making me taller. I'll make up a bunch of stuff about the Bible.
Sure.
Did you say I'll make up religious stuff about the Bible?
I want to be a taller guy. I'm a short little Italian.
Yeah. Cover my bald spot, please.
Weren't all of the popes Italian like for centuries?
Yeah.
And then they finally realized, wait a minute. Jerusalem isn't in Italy. What the hell? Well, how'd this happen?
We should get an Argentinian one.
That'd be fun.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We'll explore more news with Christy Lee.
Yes.
We're hanging out with comedian Chris Higgins.
Yeah.
I don't know much about you, but are you a single man, by the way?
I'm not, no.
Oh.
No. I have a girlfriend at home. Yeah. Yeah.
Notice the stunned silence.
She's normal, too. Yeah.
She's very nice looking. Yeah, you wouldn't believe
Chris,
it. Yeah.
These guys are jerks. Don't listen.
I get that response often.
I'm just sad I have to rip up my will you go out with me, yes, no, check here.
So, Chris, you're a big guy. You look like a football player, but you're not.
I am.
Were you a high school football player?
I for like a brief amount of time. I ended up playing rugby. Grew up in Boulder, Colorado, so everything had to be weird, but yeah, I am a big guy. I definitely feel biggest on airplanes. I feel like everybody.
Oh,
people see me coming down the aisle, and I see them see me, and that's when I realize how big I am. Like I see people just sitting there going like, please no, please not him. I'm usually in the back, you know. I'm in the last group, because another way of saying I'm a poor road comedian. And I'm in like group 9, and let me tell you, there are no atheists in group 9. Everyone is I'm a personal foxhole. People look at me and they're like, no, he's gonna get hair on me.
And you also, you're not only a big guy, you got a lot of hair going.
Yeah. This guy was pissed at me last week. I could tell, because the phone, his font phone was, or this phone font was, it was the largest it could be.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I'm a human who's alive, so I read the hell out of his phone, you know, like that's all you can do. And he was texting about me. It just said, the guy sitting next to me is massive. I that's really the only advantage of middle seat in a plane, you know, mm-hmm. the eavesdropping.
Sure.
You could be like, ooh, some drama. Oh, that's about me. Oh, Bridgerton. You turn on your subtitles, please. I reach over and pause their phone for them.
Yeah, we're talking with Chris Higgins, comedian, traveling man. I was talking to you earlier. You were in Europe, is that right?
Yeah. I was in Scotland for a little bit, which was a very fun place to be. I was also in Germany, which was fun, but I was suspicious. Mm. You know, the people in Germany have changed too much for me to trust. And everyone in there was like, yeah, let's all dance deep into the night. Like what if we all wore leather and talked about how we could allocate more public funding to the arts? Oh, are those a bunch of refugees over there? Get on in here, you guys. It's Germany. We've always been cool.
Is that the t-shirt?
Yeah. Germany, we've been chill the whole time.
Not been able to keep Berlin weird.
Yeah.
We fund the arts. We don't fund history very much. Nothing's ever happened.
I just didn't trust it. You know, nice. Wherever you go, there you are.
I know we have Christy Lee. She's over there at the news desk. We should check in. What's happening over there?
Well, we teased Claude the Claw. A New York City restaurant called Bird Box is serving up a chicken sandwich with the chicken foot still attached.
Oh, man.
Yes, the $19 fried chicken sandwich called Claude the Claw features a fried chicken claw attached to a thigh and drum cutlet nestled in between a potato bun with pickles, slaw, and a savory yeo sauce. Bird Box's website states the source their birds they source their birds with their heads and feet intact, whole, unashamedly. The site explains the heads and feet of chickens that come from the industrial poultry complex are often so battered they have to be removed to be served quote unquote whole. While possibly intimidating you at first blush, Claude the Claw is our source of reassurance and an indicator of quality, a reminder of the kind of food system that we are proud to support. So if they do it on purpose.
There's a picture of a guy holding this little box with the sandwich
there
in it.
It. Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's very popular amongst the voodoo crowd.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
It's very creepy.
Is anybody else alarmed by, this is so visual, but the amount of sesame seeds on the bun?
Yeah, it's kind of the new thing now.
It is?
It's specifically in New York City burger places. I
really?
Hate that I know about this. Like, yeah, they're covering the bun head to toe with sesame.
I wonder
it's
why.
Insane. I don't even notice the chicken foot.
Wow, that is...
It's in theory, I like stuff like this. I go to this great restaurant. It's all like farm-to-table stuff. And I got an order of smoked wings one day. And it came and there were still some feathers that had like got into the fryer. And you're like, man, this just means that it's more direct from the farmer. But in my heart, I just want it to be so processed that I don't even recognize it as ever being alive. I want this chicken to look like it grew somewhere.
You don't want to necessarily be reminded of the slaughter.
Exactly.
Sounds like a lazy farmer. You know? Sorry, I couldn't get the feathers off.
But now we need to get to the bottom of this sesame seed thing.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
I've been seeing it. So I follow a lot of cheeseburger restaurants on Instagram. By the way, you guys, the dream's coming. The dream's coming true. The kid, Willie G, is talking to a burger restaurant in the Chicago suburbs. I might get a cheeseburger sponsorship pretty soon.
That's awesome.
You might.
Once that happens, I'll quit comedy. I'll quit radio.
You gotta drop everything.
Become a teacher. Just do whatever I have to do.
Well, how would you? You can't drop your whole career once they give you the burger.
No, I can. That's why I got into this.
There's no sponsored teachers.
The only
Higgins, why are you trying to hold him back?
I just want him to.
I thought you were friends.
I just want a sandwich named after me very bad.
What would you call it? The Willie Burger?
Just the Willie G. And it's two. What do we got? Let's think.
Okay, what would it be?
Two smash patties, yes. white American, yellow American, cheddar. Freshly grated on top, and you can do a jardinera slaw, or you can do roasted jalapenos on top.
You thought this through.
Yeah. And potato roll.
I was going to say, what was your bun?
Roll, serve with... Okay, let's get to the point, by the way, you guys. Sorry, I got so distracted.
You've been waiting your whole life for someone to ask.
Sometimes we talk about food on this show, and I get just so fat. I just don't... It gets so unfunny.
He's growing.
No, but I follow a lot of cheeseburger restaurants on Instagram, and the new thing, I swear, the new thing now is that it's seeds, stem to stern. It is sesame all over the place. It's not, it's like the old, remember the McDonald's buns when you were a kid?
Yeah, right.
And it was just all over. Yeah. And then now it's kind of like you get four or five, you feel lucky. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now they're doing sesame all over the place.
Yeah, but it's in New York City. They put that many on it so you can't see the rat droppings on the bun when they bake it. I don't like that. I'm leaving sesame seeds all over.
Yeah.
It takes away from the sneaky burgers I like to have.
Have you ever, this tells you how bad my teeth is. Have you ever just like came across a sesame seed like in your teeth and you're like, wait, I haven't had a sesame thing in like 3 days.
Weeks.
Like it was just hidden in there and some sort of crevice just camped out.
Got a floss.
Yeah, apparently.
I had an everything bagel 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Steak?
So you would have a potato bun on your burger.
Yeah, Martin's potato roll specifically.
No sesame seeds.
I kind of, so they do make them with sesame seeds. Again, see, it's not funny. I just get so serious and into it. I like sesame seed, but for me, it's like, man, you don't need it. It's not bringing anything to the burger.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. What do sesame seeds do?
All I know is I had to drive to the store a couple weeks ago because I got the wrong buns and they had sesame seeds on it and Hart wouldn't eat one.
That's good. You have to listen to people.
So
can't you just brush them off?
That's what I tried.
Oh, my bad. Oh, my bad. Work. I'm sorry, Tom. I forgot what you're
you should.
About.
You
yeah,
should.
You forgot who you're dealing
you've
with.
You've been down this road.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Your life makes me very sad.
Josh,
sad and infuriated.
Coming up, women are always complaining about.
They sure are.
Oh, man. Why didn't you just say two bottoms in the bottom?
And that's the headline right there.
Women tend, often, and this can be, anyone can give, if you wear a dress, I don't care what you got underneath it. When it comes to bridesmaids' dresses, there's a kind of a issue. Is that correct to say that
a lot of people say that bridesmaids' dresses are not very attractive.
And they're ugly and they're expensive. Yes,
and they're all one color and they're bad for the big girl.
And they're one wear only.
And we have a new story about those.
And they're often bitches who don't like to be flirted with.
They're all pissed because they're not getting married.
Sorry, I just wanted to bump and grind, Rachel.
Sorry, you dropped the bouquet.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.